Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So last night, Steve Miggs, my husband had a concert that he was going to. So
what concert?
He went to see Trey Anastasio do his solo thing.
Trey from Phish.
Yeah, Trey from Phish. And so Barrett and I were you know, just a dynamic duo last night. We're getting ready for bed. Got my, you know, I've had my shower. I'm in my bathrobe. We're winding down. All of a sudden, I hear a very weird sound from our fireplace.
Was it Brad?
No. I'm like, was it Santa Claus? I don't know what was happening. I could just hear this like funky sound. So then I noticed there was a bird in there. Yeah. And of course I had to enlist the help of my six-year-old son, Barrett, to help me get it out.
Okay, Barrett, we have a problem in our house. What is the problem?
There's a bird in our fireplace.
A bird in our fireplace. Is it alive?
Yeah.
Oh, to turn the fireplace on. Time for dinner.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Chicken.
Let's teach Barrett about hunting.
No.
And so what are we going to do?
Grab it with a towel and throw it outside.
Not throw it, but we're going to release it outside.
So whose idea was it to grab it by the towel? Was it
me?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if maybe he saw like a YouTube video and was like, Mom, I know how to do this. This is
get the towel.
Man, he must have been fired up
he
about
this.
He
was so excited.
How were you feeling?
I was panicking that it was going to get like lost in our house somewhere.
Right? Like that is a fear, like a bird just hanging out in your home.
And then I'm never going to catch it.
Right.
Do you think I'm going to freak out? Who would be doing this normally?
Probably Dad.
And where's Dad?
At a concert.
So now I have to do it?
Yeah.
I have to rescue the bird?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
So is he holding the towel or are you?
I was holding the towel.
Who's holding the cell phone also? Like, why? What is happening here?
I had it just sitting on top of the fireplace, thankfully.
I was like, how is this even happening?
But I had Barrett open the handle.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, God, Barrett.
So you saw the bird?
Yes. He was very small and covered in like soot and stuff. I couldn't even tell what color he was.
Well, maybe if you used your Merlin app, you would have been able to figure that out. But you're too busy recording this.
Oh, my God. Shoot.
Oh, okay. Phew. I was like, I didn't bleep it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please don't flap.
Wait, is Barrett playing the violin now?
No, that's the fireplace being open.
You guys might want to get some WD-40 for that bitch.
Very loud.
Please don't flap on me. Oh, my God.
This sounds like it's out of a horror film.
It really does.
It kind of felt that way to me.
I don't know about you guys, but I kind of feel like I'm in there with you right now. Kind of freaking out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I think I got him. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Okay, there. You got to open the door. Open the door. Oh, right back here. Back here. Back here. Oh,
she's really freaking out. Can you hear it?
Dude.
Well, now I have it. I was like, if I let it go on accident, again, it's going to be gone in the house somewhere.
Listening to you panic is like making my anxiety go. Like, my heart is racing right now, and I'm not even there. Like, I'm like, what is happening right now?
Okay. My heart is pounding.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, we have to bring him over here. Okay. Are you ready, B?
Yeah.
Is that the bird?
No, that's the other bird. It's probably like, give us our friend back.
Where's our friend? Why'd you kidnap our friend? Let him free.
There he goes.
What?
Do you think he found his family?
Yeah.
What happened right here?
That was when he flew off. It just kind of startled me. I thought maybe he'd be a little bit stunned or something like that. I was expecting like maybe a slow, you know, a slow go. No, he was ready to go.
Did he say thank you?
Of course. He knows how much I'm responsible for feeding these birds.
I don't know, man. What was that conversation like with the husband when he got home? Because, I mean, I got to imagine you're a little frustrated with them that you had to do all this.
I just sent him a text that said, we're rescuing a bird from the fireplace right now. No response.
I remember one time I heard a bird and it was stuck in the dryer trap.
Oh, no.
You know, from the dryer to go outside. And I was like, at first I'm like hearing it, and I'm like, what is going on? Is there a bird in my dryer? And so I checked in the dryer and it wasn't there. So I had to remove the dryer and I was like, oh, crap. And I was like, thankfully able to open up the other end so it was able to fly out. But I was like, I did not want to deal with that.
Look at us rescuing animals. We're good people. Do you?
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.